Effective ways to disengage from the drama triangle. We thought it would really be important to include this teaching.
Yeah, it would be important.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we had some technical difficulty with the recording when all of us were together, so now Janelle and Marcia and I have gathered to do this part, talk about what it takes to effectively disengage.
Mm-hmm.
We've spoken about all the problems and the ineffective ways, so where do we jump in now?
Well, it's not like you can just say to somebody, after having learned about the drama triangle and the different positions that people can be in, you can't just go up to somebody and say, hey, you're on the drama triangle, because they just won't know what you're talking about, and they would do their best to pull you in on that. So that's not too effective.
They would probably think you're talking strangely.
Yeah, yeah, or accuse you of who knows what, all kinds of weird things. However, telling people about the drama triangle really is the first way, so educating really does need to happen.
Mm-hmm.
In order to do that, you need to be able to look in the distant past and recognize this was a drama triangle that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what the triangle is and understand each role. And then remembering a situation in the past and, okay, this person was in this role.
Mm-hmm.
I was in that role. And these were the dynamics that were going on.
Mm-hmm. And so it gets more sensible.
Yes.
And it's like so many things, just reading about something just isn't really quite enough.
No, it isn't.
Understanding, walking through it, or talking with somebody who has walked through it mm-hmm. begins to increase your understanding.
Yeah, years ago, Barb, you had tried to give me teaching on the drama triangle. It wasn't until, when did we start really talking about this in the life model? A couple years ago?
Maybe three or four.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
But that's when it finally really started to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the time that you were initially trying to teach me about it, because I was so involved in my own little drama triangles, I really wasn't in a good place to be educated about it.
Mm-hmm. As I've already said, I think earlier, I began to learn about the drama triangle when I was in graduate school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a very interesting concept, but I didn't realize right away that I had lived on it too.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been able to use it all through 25 years of counseling and therapy with people, and it just always seems to put light bulbs over people's heads. They understand, and maybe if I understand this now, I can do something about it. So
right.
They go out with more hope. Mm-hmm. But it's not been really until... Well, some people in my family understand it, but it's not really been until we've had the Set Apart Ministries community
right.
that I've had the chance to see it in operation in a whole community of people.
Right.
And people who are serious about growing and maturing in Messiah, who don't want drama triangles anymore, who see the benefit of being able to communicate with one another without all this, you know, stress and trying to find ways to be honest and open and vulnerable and yet clear and direct, because
mm-hmm.
there's no point in just stepping around issues or tripping over them.
Right.
As much as we'd like to tell people who are hearing this information that they should just jump right in and start doing these new behaviors, we have learned, though, that it's wiser for them to take a little bit slower approach. And if they're in a messianic community or home fellowship, it's best to look for a peaceful time
mm-hmm.
when there's no particular conflict going on
right.
and then bring this information in as an educational kind of presentation. Exactly. And that at that point, then nobody's got their dander up or they're not looking for trouble.
Right.
And they can more thoughtfully consider it and begin that recognition process.
Yeah, right. You can't be teaching about the drama triangle when a drama triangle is exploding.
Mm-hmm.
Because people just are thinking too emotionally. They are not thinking calm, cool, collective, logical way. They are reacting. They are not responding.
Mm-hmm.
To try to educate in that type of a situation just doesn't work.
No.
It's like in any crisis situation, the time to teach is before,
right.
not during, because
right.
you just don't, you can't
mm-hmm.
grasp it, you can't contact. You had mentioned at one time that dealing with somebody in a crisis situation, it's like handling hot lava.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't.
You just don't. Yeah, it doesn't work. You back away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know in Set Apart Ministries, that's what we've tried to do.
Mm-hmm.
Depending upon the situation, when and where the drama triangle occurred, whether it was a couple of people or whether it was in the community setting.
With lots of people and lots of ears.
Right. That really determined how we first approached educating about what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
What happened. Privately talking with the concerned people who were actively engaged on the triangle in a private setting. But if the drama triangle exploded in the community setting,
mm-hmm.
then again, privately discussing it with the individuals involved. But then, after processing with those people, taking it to the community at large, because mm-hmm. everybody is affected
mm-hmm.
adversely when a drama triangle explodes in the midst of the community.
You've used that term, when a drama triangle explodes. It's such a picture.
It yes. is, because that's what happens. Something triggers it, and then it just starts gaining momentum until, boom, you're in a full-fledged, chaotic,
mm-hmm.
dysfunctional pattern.
Mm-hmm. When I've talked with individuals, and they've understood this, they've often said, I didn't know somebody was listening in on my family when I was growing up. How do mm-hmm. they know this script?
Mm-hmm.
And so the question is, where did this whole interaction even come from?
The fall.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the human condition, yeah, actually, at yeah. this time.
Mm-hmm. So, again, when we really realize what strong effect evil has had in the world, we should be surprised, really, when things go right, and less surprised when they don't. Right.
Well, I don't know if surprised is the correct word, but definitely blessed and joyful when things go correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But there is still joy, even though a drama triangle happens. If it's handled appropriately and there is appropriate education and growing and cleaning out of the junk in the trunk, you know, I mean, drama triangles occur because there are issues that are underneath the surface.
Or maturity.
Maturity
aspects,
issues mm-hmm. or woundedness, something. There's mm-hmm. something going on there. Mm-hmm. So as that is exposed and the drama triangle erupts and then we work through the situation with those individuals, there is great blessing because the lights go on
mm-hmm.
and there's more education that has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay, I can see now that was what was going on. This is what I was feeling. This is what I was thinking. This is why I reacted. This is why I thought what I did. And I put that person in this role and I was here in that role.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of frees everyone.
It does.
To step yeah. out of it.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. We've noticed that people generally tend to recognize the drama triangle pattern from their personal lives first.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of the reason why we've included more personal information. But as we're talking about it in communities and fellowships, anybody who's been in any kind of a faith group recognizes it too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
If the groups are very large, like some of the mega churches, I don't even think I want to count how many drama triangles are probably going on among them. I know the congregation we were in was several thousand people. Do you remember, Janelle, we talked about that? I think at one time, I knew of
like 25
different yeah. unresolved issues that were going on that were causing people to behave differently.
And then all those swirlings are happening underneath.
The swirlings.
Yeah, the swirlings. And they can become so divisive and cause such stress, you know. And that's when the enemy can get in and divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
that is not what we want as believers in Messiah.
Mm-hmm. And we do think that the small groups, the groups where people can't hide, so to speak,
right.
as much as that can be scary and difficult, it also is a blessing because as you grow and get together, you don't hide and the things are exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Janelle understood several years ago to be praying not only for exposure of things that are not pleasing to Yahweh, but for full exposure.
Yeah, right? Fully exposed. And then it was, I don't even remember how long, it's like, then we should be praying for the strength.
Mm-hmm.
And the equipping to deal with what mm-hmm. you fully expose.
Right. So if your community has not done this yet, please keep that in mind.
Yeah, definitely.
What are the steps? I've called it a four-step backward learning process. Mm-hmm. Your first step is realizing that this sort of pattern has happened in your life in the past.
Yeah, you have to be able to recognize at a personal level, this situation was a drama triangle.
Right.
I was in this role. The other person was in that role. This is what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that has to happen, mm-hmm. is to recognize what that drama triangle is, why it happened, what roles were being mm-hmm. played.
And it seems like most people take that first step even before I'm done explaining it. They're already telling me, oh, well, I can see I was in this role or I was in that role.
Mm-hmm.
But as we've discussed before, people who are on the triangle usually have one role that they specialize in.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they often switch it between two, and they can also go all the way around.
Or play all three at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. That happens, too. That really is taking a talent, don't you think?
Yes.
All right, so people can take step one, maybe even as you're listening right now, you can recognize some situations in your own family or your own fellowship. Step two, realize that it's happened recently,
mm-hmm.
just yesterday or last week or an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
I can see where I fell into this. But step three is where it begins to get exciting, because that's where we're realizing that it's happening right now. All of a sudden, you're in the middle of a conversation, and it begins to feel familiar, and you get the sick feeling in the pit of your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've said this, and they've said that, and now if I say this, they're going to go that direction, and we'll be off.
You kind of had an example of that, Marcia, didn't you, as you're trying to work through this with your own grandchildren?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that was earlier this evening at dinner. I have a 7-year-old granddaughter who has a 2-year-old baby brother, who is learning to say no and stop that. And for some reason,
I can just hear it.
Yeah, it's, he's very vocal and he's very good at it. But Amy is very irritated by that kind of thing. And he'll say, stop that for no particular reason. But she feels she has to reciprocate with some kind of verbal response. So her response normally is, no, you stop that. And then he'll come back with, no, you stop that. And it ends up being a screaming match where she ends up crying and comes running. He won't be quiet. He's telling me to stop that.
And she wants Bubby to rescue.
Yes, and I...
Because she's been victimized by that nasty pervert.
The 2-year-old persecutor.
Yes.
The 2-year-old persecutor. My.
Exactly. So I've begun to try to teach her this. And, you know, at 7, I'm not sure exactly that she's comprehending the whole thing, but at dinner tonight, out of the blue, the baby said, stop that. And Amy started to say, no. And she caught herself,
ooh,
and she looked at me, and I had my finger up to my mouth going, shh. And she said, oh, that's how I stopped that.
Yeah.
She got it. So it's the beginning. It's
yes.
The
yes. My mother used to say, light dawns in the swamps.
yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Step three is exciting when you realize you're in the middle of it. And then whether she fully understands it or not, she's on her way.
Yes.
She's exactly. Learned already more than most of us did by 7.
Yeah.
And then step four is very exciting. This is when you begin to see the script starting to play out and you can recognize it before you get there.
Uh-huh.
If I do this, they're going to do that. Yeah. And I don't think I want to do that. I don't want to be set up to fall into this.
Yeah, you can start recognizing patterns, trigger phrases,
mm-hmm.
manipulations possibly.
Mm-hmm.
You can see people headed toward their favorite role on the drama triangle.
Right. Would it be fair to say that most people have hated it whenever I've talked about those patterns?
Yeah.
Kind of a hate-love relationship.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, oh no, here we go again. But at the same time, understanding it really is good.
Well, yeah. And the more you talk about it, and especially in a community situation,
mm-hmm.
as we've been studying these things, when we come together and we discuss those situations, we really are learning what it might look like in our own lives. If
mm-hmm.
you see somebody else's conflict,
mm-hmm.
it, other people in the community who maybe weren't directly involved in the situation begin to recognize that, oh, I've seen that before. I've seen that between my brother and my cousin, or myself and my child, and you're able to recognize more situations, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So you're able
and
to
head them
deal
off
with
the past.
Exactly, yeah.
Being better equipped.
Exactly, because there, sometimes it's not so obvious when the triangle starts, when you're first beginning this, that it just jumps up and says, here I am, I'm a triangle, and I'm beginning to blossom.
I don't even know that it introduces itself, though, Marcia.
No, you
know,
it doesn't. That's the whole point.
Comes
it
around
kinda,
as a masked marauder.
It does. And before you know it, you're right in the middle of it,
right,
and you're wondering.
Playing out that script.
Yes,
yeah.
And how did you get there? And boy, it takes some time to get good at recognizing it. And you may have a real good stretch where you think you're getting it all, and one's going to sneak up on you. And
some vulnerable places.
Yeah, exactly. But that's part of that exposing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we've learned to recognize that that's part of Messiah's work in us, as much as we dislike it.
Mm-hmm.
When those sort of ugly things come to the surface or we find our vulnerabilities, then we have the ability to take it to Him, and we
yes.
can deal with it not only individually but corporately.
Yes.
And really, really, we do grow stronger as a result of it.
Yeah, but you know, even though one person can be recognizing, hey, it's happening right now, or hey, it's about to happen, it's not always easy to disengage, and you know, and that's what we've been talking about, effective ways to disengage. First, you have to recognize that it's going on,
right?
But then to gracefully step off, and
mm-hmm.
the other person or people who are on the triangle aren't always gracious about mm-hmm. disengagement,
sometimes less than gracious.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. and they many times will often try to pull you back onto that triangle.
Right, and that we talk about that more in the sabotage
right.
situation,
sure,
so we'll
sure.
get to more on there.
Mm-hmm.
But it is true that what you're trying to do is to get to a neutral place.
Yes.
You're trying to get yourself off of it first, so you're not in that reactive lava kind of mode.
Yeah.
And then when you do that, then you're better able to take wise steps from there.
And mm-hmm. sometimes the best thing is to physically remove yourself until
mm-hmm.
cooler heads prevail.
Right.
Recognizing that, okay, triangle's coming, then objectively discussing it before the other person starts hopping on.
Right.
Or if the other person has already hopped on, especially in our community, I've noticed as we have been learning and educating the community about these things, that sometimes it just takes a comment. You know what? We've got a triangle developing here.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, you can sometimes see steam rolling from from the head, you know, or there's very, very much
intensity.
The intensity level has gone sky high. Sometimes just a comment, well, we're headed toward a triangle, is enough, because our community has been educated to head it off at the pass.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And we talked, too, about that ability then to get to that neutral place. If you can't do it on your own, do we have people around us who we can trust to help us get to the neutral place,
mm-hmm.
which is what you're saying.
Yes. Yes.
If a person can't themselves, maybe someone they've come to trust
right.
can do that.
Exactly. And that's where relationship is so important, and in our community, because it's primarily Barb, you as the under-shepherd, but I know I myself have learned so much,
mm-hmm.
and I'm being able to step in that type
yes, you
of
are.
A leadership role as far as like the
mm-hmm.
drama triangles are concerned, and be able to speak into the situation,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, because the relationships are there within our community.
Though that's even an important thing to remember, that being able to effectively get out of the drama triangle script is based in relationship.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of time we spend on relationship, staying focused on Messiah as the central unity, the echad of our relationships. Without
right.
that, we would just be a bunch of different people with a bunch of different opinions,
right. yeah.
different maturity levels, different interests, and we wouldn't have the unity. But because we are looking to mature into Messiah, we all are willing to move in that direction
mm-hmm.
and to allow one another to encourage it.
And that has been a focus in our community. And unless there's something extremely disruptive happening on Shabbat
mm-hmm.
during our prayer and praise time or study time, we don't address drama triangles or issues, I guess, processing through them. I mean,
right.
we will nip it in the bud.
To the best of our ability, Lord willing.
Right. But we won't take the time to discuss and process through it. We would you know, then set up times with the individuals involved, and then if necessary, a community meeting if it was done in that community setting. So the whole community can process, not only air the issues and get them out, what was going on, what fears, etc., but also so people have a correct understanding, because if a drama triangle is going on, there's always a perceived persecutor. If a person is disengaged appropriately, that person can still be viewed by the others on the triangle as a persecutor, as a rescuer, as a victim. And then the rest of the community picks up on that perception. And so that needs to be appropriately discussed and processed so that everybody understands this is what was going on.
We want to individually choose not to stay on the triangle and get to that neutral place through prayer. We want to be able to be calm and mature enough to choose to act with appropriate self-care. And as you said, Janelle, sometimes that does literally mean having to physically withdraw and step back rather than let this thing escalate and carry on.
Because when a drama triangle is going on, it's emotional. Emotional.
All the reactivity.
And you cannot logically reason with somebody who's emotional.
That's where some of the training we've done on brain chemistry and reactivity versus the ability to respond has been really helpful.
Definitely
would recommend that for other people as well. What if you're the only one in a group who can see this situation?
Definitely challenging for that person. It would be easier if the rest of the group had the knowledge and understanding of the drama triangle and understood the roles and how that triangle can function, or I guess it's really a malfunction. So the more education that the group has, the better off that group will be when one person, oh, look, here's a triangle going on here.
Do you think it matters if that person who can see happened to be a member of the community versus a leader in that community?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think as a leader, if you're the one who's seeing the situation, because you have an authority, you're in a better position maybe to approach somebody who's on the triangle, and you may be, you're confronting or you're... confronting of the situation, or your approach to it may be received in a better way than by somebody who's a member. That would be more at the beginning of
the
community.
Yeah.
Because in our community, over the years, we have really given each other permission to speak into each other's lives. So we really do all confront, but because of your training and your training also, Janelle, you have, I think, probably more awareness sometimes of what is going on, and you may see a triangle beginning before some of the rest of us might.
Kind of see the track, step three
exactly.
and step four. I see it developing from the seed.
But I know, Marcia, when you and Lori and Carla all lived over on the east side and you were in the same apartment complex, pretty much right next door to each other, I would say the three of you got very good at working out drama triangles.
Yeah, we did. And that was a real growing experience for all of us, really.
It was kind of scary to live that close to one another at first.
It was. It really was, because your next door neighbor is going to hold you accountable in ways that you might not necessarily be used to being held accountable, or you might not even want that.
Oh, because you'd rather be invisible and just, you know your faith-based community only one day a week.
Exactly. But, you know, as we grew, that all changed. And, yeah, we worked through a lot of triangles together. And we still work through triangles pretty regularly.
But it's quicker.
Oh, yeah.
Quicker now.
Oh,
and
it used to take weeks sometimes to get through a situation.
Months even.
Yes, long time ago, we'd go to months.
Yes, exactly. So
recently,
it started months, then weeks. Now it's, then it was days, now it's hours sometimes.
I think, hours to days, I would say, sure.
Yeah.
And that's a great blessing to see.
Definitely.
So each person in a group has to be responsible to know and address their own patterns. And they get to then be on the watch for those patterns within the community. And they can choose not to participate. And if they're feeling strong and they're in a good place, they can even step in and say, excuse me, is that a drama triangle?
Yep.
But that doesn't always work out so well, does it?
Well, no, not all the time. As hard as I could try to disengage from a triangle, the other person or people who are on the triangle don't want to lose me as their dancing partner.
Uh-huh.
Exactly, and there may be discomfort when you stepped off the triangle.
Because you are not acting the way you should
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
How dare you?
I had an experience with my son, Paul, who is living with me again. And this was probably about a year ago. He was moving his equipment around in the living room and kind of going back and forth. And I was sitting on the sofa just reading. And he'd been doing this for probably 15, 20 minutes. And he stopped at one point and looked at me and said, "Are you okay?" And I said, "What? What? Yeah, I'm fine. What's wrong?" And he said, "Well, how come you're not yelling at me?" And I was kind of shocked, but I hadn't realized that I was expected to be part of a, you know, that I was expected to yell, but he really was expecting that I was going to have some kind of negative response.
He was possibly encroaching on your space,
exactly.
But he was doing it anyway, waiting for you to respond.
Exactly.
So he was all set and ready in that victim role, huh?
Yes, he was.
And waiting for you to jump in and control and persecute.
Yep, and I didn't, and he was very disappointed, I think.
Congratulations,